I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Hariom, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a great show for you tonight, and it's going to be full of amazing information. We're going to be talking about the super psychics of China. We're going to be talking about the children of AIDS and indigos and blue wave and crystals, and we're also going to be talking about how to maximize your potential in preparation for ascension, and we've also got some specific information for the public from the super psychics that I think you will really enjoy, and lots of really really good news about what's going on with humanity. And before we get started with the heart of the matter this evening, I would just like to give my thanks and appreciation to all those people who have emailed me with their kind comments, and also to mention that, you know, over the last 4 or 5 months, the viewing audience for ET Yoga has gone up about 600%, and I'm very appreciative and thankful for that. And giving that some thought during the week, it became obvious to me that if one person can make a difference, then those spiritual people that are listening to ET Yoga as a source of positive information can really make a difference. And in that respect, I'd like to challenge our ET Yoga audience to take maybe 2 minutes a day out of their busy schedules to do the following. And the first is to take part in the Bashar Peace Clock. And that's an effort globally that people every day at 12 o'clock in their time zone to take 60 seconds to either pray for peace or to do a meditation connected with peace or in any way that seems comfortable for them, to do that for 60 seconds once a day. And clearly, the people that listen to ET Yoga, I can't imagine why you listen to ET Yoga if you haven't figured out yet that your thoughts, beliefs, definitions, and emotions create your outer experience. So, you know, think about it. How powerful is a technique that involves people from all over the globe once a day focusing on peace? So if you want that as your outer reality, my challenge is take part in that program. And second, I think that along the same lines of thinking, spend another minute of the day attracting to yourself, intending to be part of the hologram that creates heaven on earth, and be part of the blueprint that creates that. And I liken that to the cocoon that eventually becomes a butterfly. And certainly there are certain cells inside that concept of the cocoon that creates that beautiful butterfly. And I really think that spending a minute a day, and if enough of us can do that, certainly we can impact that as well. And along that line, let's get a little heavy here with one of the Bashar concepts. And it's kind of a paradox, but basically it kind of goes like this. There is no they. And we always hear a lot about, oh, they this, they did this, they this. The fact of the matter is that we are they or them. And because we all create collectively our outer experience. And Bashar has even gone so far as to say that the paradoxical statement that there is no they, that's the secret they don't want you to know. And if you can figure that one out and really get it, I think you'll really understand why there's such an effort to try to keep people powerless. Because as a group of people, we have tremendous power. And part of tonight's show is going to be a connection to this whole concept that this beautiful butterfly of humanity is transforming. And we don't hear about it much on the news because, I don't know, maybe it's too positive. But there's some absolutely phenomenal things happening on this planet. And if you think about it, even scientifically, information, they say, is doubling every 2 years, and maybe in science every year and a half. Well, over the past couple of decades, that's been happening. But, you know, we don't seem to hear a lot about it. And in point of fact, about 3 or 4 months ago, we actually did a show on ET Yoga of all amazing discoveries that have happened over the last 20 years that really not many people know about. And tonight, we're not going to go into the scientific things, but we're going to be talking about human things that have been going on. And the first one that we're going to talk about are the children of AIDS. And just before we do that, I'd like to just tidy up the top part of the program by stating that for those who are first-time listeners to ET Yoga and aren't familiar with Bashar, Bashar presents himself as an extraterrestrial from the Esasani civilization who is channeled through Daryl Anka. And he's been doing this for about 25 years, and the information is absolutely phenomenal. In my opinion, tops on the planet. And neither Daryl nor Bashar, when he comes through Daryl, tries to prove to you that he's an extraterrestrial, because that's not the point of the channelings. The point of the channelings is the information. And the information, you can use what you can use, and what you can't use, you can find out from someplace else, and that's their basic approach. And you can check that website out at www.bashar.org. That's B-A-S-H-A-R. And for people who want to email me comments, suggestions, topics you'd like to hear on the show, I just love to hear from you, and especially love hearing about your successes with techniques and information that we've provided on ET Yoga. And if you've got some success stories out there or positive things, I mean, make my day and send me an email at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, at yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, at yahoo.ca. And so I now want to submit on the air portions of an interview that was done by Diane Cooper with Drunvalo Mikalsadik concerning the children of AIDS. And about 10 or 11 years ago in the U.S., there was a baby born with AIDS, and they tested him at birth and at 6 months, and he tested positive for AIDS. They tested him a year later, and he still tested positive. Then they didn't test him again until he was 6, and what was amazing is that this test showed that he was completely AIDS-free. In fact, there was no trace that he ever had AIDS or HIV whatsoever. He was taken to UCLA to see what was going on, and those tests showed that he didn't have normal human DNA. In the human DNA, we have four nucleic acids that combine in sets of 3, producing 64 different patterns that are called codons. And human DNA all over the world always has 20 of these codons turned on, and the rest of them are turned off, except for 3, which are the stop and start codes, much like a computer. And science always assumed that the ones that were turned off were old programs from our past. Well, this boy had 24 codons turned on, 4 more than any other human being, Then they tested this kid to see how strong his immune system was. And they took a very lethal dose of AIDS in a petri dish and mixed it with some of his cells, and his cells remained completely unaffected. And they kept raising the lethalness of the composition and finally went up to 3,000 times more than what was necessary to infect a human being, and his cells stayed completely disease-free. Then they started testing his blood with other things like cancer and discovered that this kid was immune to everything. Then they found another kid with these codons turned on, then another one, and then 10,000, then 100,000, and then a million of them. And at this point, UCLA, by watching worldwide DNA testing, estimates that 1% of the world has this new DNA. And that breaks down to approximately 60 million people who are not human by the old criteria. Now, it's mostly in children, but now they are finding adults with it too, just like the 100th monkey theory. Now, all kinds of people are being affected by it, and it's spreading fast. The other part of this concerns the new book entitled Cracking the Bible Code, which has to do with running the Hebrew books of the Bible through a specialized computer program. And if you go to page 164 of this book, it shows where these researchers put the AIDS into the program to see what would happen. When they did, the program translation provided words like HIV, in the blood, the immune system, death, all the things you would think you'd see around the word AIDS. But down in the corner was this sentence that they didn't understand, and it said, the end of disease. And that is what I believe is happening here. Science has stated that there are so many people showing up with this new alien DNA that they now believe that a new human race is being born on the earth today, and apparently they can't get sick. Now, what is really incredible, they believe that it is a very specific emotional, mental body response, a waveform coming off the body that is causing the DNA to mutate in a certain way. Now, Drumballo sat with Greg Braden, who was one of the first persons to write about this, and what we believe is that there are three parts to this phenomenon. The first part is the mind that sees unity. It sees the flower of life. It sees everything interconnected in all ways. It doesn't see anything as separate. And the second part is being centered in the heart, to be loving. And the third thing is to step out of polarity, to no longer judge the world. As long as we are judging the world as good or bad, then we are inside polarity and remain in the fallen state. And I believe these people with the new DNA have somehow stepped out of judging and are in a state where they see everything as one and feeling love. And Drumballo also went on to say that he went into the Merkaba, and I'm not certain that we're going to have time to go into a Merkaba technique tonight, but I did do a show a few months back where we did do this, and I may do this again. And anyway, he had asked his subconscious mind while in the Merkaba to change his codons in the same way, and ever since he's done this, he hasn't been able to get sick. And so obviously, that means you can do the same thing. And in connection to that story, I also try to remind people about the activating your DNA template for perfect health and well-being, and that's through the Infinity Codes of 2007. And that's a way that you can connect by activating your DNA template for perfect health and well-being. And it's clear that if you implement the consciousness of unity, do your best to be aligned with unconditional love, joy, gratitude, appreciation, and try to get out of judgment, then your DNA will also be reflective. In fact, there has been scientific research to prove these concepts. Gerasev, the Russian scientist, has clearly proven that thought effects our DNA directly and can be programmed. So, you know, here's, if you're looking for the scientific bent on that, that's also something that you can check out. So to me, this is not only a science confirming this concept, but clearly now with the number of people that are reflecting these changes in their DNA, then we are clearly mutating as a species. And in connection with it, this, if you haven't heard about the super psychics of kids of China, these kids, I mean, on a radio show, I don't know, I can't visually show you this, but I'm going to mention some of the things that they're doing that's been proven over the last decade. And they're actually moving physical objects through other physical objects. They're taking, like, coins and moving them without touching a table, putting coins on a table and moving them through glass and putting them into those containers. They're removing cigarettes from packages without touching them. People can give them pieces of paper with information on them, and they'll put them in their armpit and read all the information. Absolutely phenomenal. I can only suggest that you take your computers and punch up Super Psychic Kids of China, and you can see some of the amazing, amazing abilities that some of these kids have. It's just absolutely astounding. And from information from some of these super psychics, I'd like to share with you the following information. The psychic children have said how we will know which path humanity has chosen. If the whales and dolphins begin interacting with humans in closer ways, then you will know that you have chosen well. But if they retreat and die, the road ahead will be very difficult. We only ask that you choose well for today's children and tomorrow's. If you choose peace now and allow your minds to flow to that reality, then the political systems will adjust on their own, and you will see results of it in your world. Your emotions are the key. It is the tool you will use to draw the chosen world into your conscious experience. Your collective emotions have the ability to influence weather patterns and even end wars. You have done this many times without realizing it. If you continue claiming the world you want by feeling that world in your emotions, then it will be so. But if you continue to be influenced by the fear that is so present today, then the world will reflect that as well. We, your children, are asking you to choose love over fear. Then the whales and the dolphins will fulfill their role and give us back the information they store within each cell. It is so important that this happen. The circle of life cannot be broken now. Use your feelings of love to draw the reality you really want, and we will have more to share. And that's a direct quote from some of these psychic children. Now, does that reflect higher consciousness? I guess it does. And in conjunction with that, in the Patricia Corey book, No More Secrets, No More Lies, there's information in there that stated that in the year 2000, children of the violet oversoul, there were some kids born in the year 2000 that had 9 strands of DNA. 9 strands of DNA. Now, it's not amazing to me that, some of these new beings are coming in. I mean, they're extraterrestrial, and they're coming from all over the place. And because this is the time that they want to be born. And, Bashar has also stated that the dolphins are from Sirius and actually extraterrestrial. Isn't it interesting to note that there's only one species on the planet that I know of that has fully awake 24 hours a day utilizing their whole brain? Yeah, it's the dolphins. And other information with respect to those super psychic kids, and these special kids that are being born today, many of them, of course, are being labeled as dysfunctional. Some of the indigos get labeled with the ADD and ADHD, and the crystals are labeled as autistic. And is it a coincidence now that there's a record high number of people being born with that are autistic? In fact, they did a little research on this, and in 1987, only 1 in 5,000 kids were autistic. Now it's like 1 in 150. And I do know that there are a lot of medical professionals out there who believe that one of the causes of this is thimerosal, which is an ingredient that's used in immunizations. And apparently an autistic person, you know, appears to live in their own world and are disconnected from other people. They do not talk because they are very indifferent about communicating with others. And the crystals are quite the opposite. They seem to be very caring and compassionate. And they continue the traits of the blue rays by showing signs of ability to heal others. And it's interesting that there's actually a book called The Care and Feeding of Indigo Children. And they have an interesting quote in there, and they say that ADHD should stand for attention dialed into a higher dimension. I like that one. And they also state that crystals don't want a label of autism. They aren't autistic, A-U-T-I-S-T-I-C. They are autistic, A-W-E-T-I-S-T-I-C. And if anyone's dysfunctional, it's the system that isn't accommodating the continuing evolution of the human species. Because these kids clearly could be the new prototype of the human race. And EHF is a new term, too, that they use, which is called extra human function. Now, some amazing information also from these super kids is that... oh, and by the way, I want to mention that the blue-ray children, typically they're identified by teaching others by the age of 4 or 5. And by the time they reach their 12th year, the blue-rays would be equivalent to an average adult who has spent, oh, maybe 25 years as a teacher. And they also have telekinetic powers and a knowing of their mission on Earth. And I know from being a part in the educational system, a lot of the indigos are finding it difficult to fit into the educational system because they just don't fit the mold. Now, here's a couple of specific messages from these super psychic kids for humanity. And one of those draws reference to a dolphin crop circle. And the dolphin crop circle is the one at Alton Barns in Wiltshire, and that's from August 14th, 2002, the Dolphin Crop Circle. And there is a code in this crop circle that only your superconscious mind will comprehend. It may reveal your own role, how you can contribute to the world of peace and compassion. It is so important that people all over the world see this crop circle, for it will activate you in ways your mind cannot understand. That's a direct quote from one of the psychic kids. And I would highly suggest that you check out that Dolphin Crop Circle. It's a great link. And in conjunction with that, we've talked about many times on ET Yoga, the crop circles are huge for activating latent DNA. They'll do things to your mind that you're not even aware of. It's just absolutely incredible. I mean, there's been documented research that one of the most powerful ways to activate your mind is to deal with sacred geometry. The legitimate crop circles are all about sacred geometry, and they all emit frequencies, and they all activate latent DNA. And I'm going to go into that a little bit more in detail. You can find lots of information on this at Janosch, J-A-N-O-S-H, Janosch Sacred Geometry. And there's also a business out there. It's called Hemisync, H-E-M-I-P-S-Y-N-C. And it's a new product that it's a visual program of activated crop circles. And I think it's around $39.95, something like that. And it was the product of the year on the Internet in 2007. So if you're interested in seeing some crop circles, in fact, I mentioned last week that I just finished my mural, a huge frame that's about to go up on my living room wall, which is beautiful colored crop circles. And the energies coming off of that painting are just phenomenal. And you could do the same thing. I basically took a color printer and downloaded from one of the Genosh sites 8.5 by 11 beautiful color crop circles. And I would highly recommend you trying that as well. And another amazing information with respect to the messages from the super psychics is that one of them was asked about what's the most powerful thing that you can do to help yourself, and they recommended the spinning techniques as were suggested by the Pleiadians. Now, that information came from the book Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak, which I've mentioned many times on this show as I consider one of the classic New Age channeling books. And we actually did a show a few months back where I not only gave the specific techniques for that Pillar of Light technique, but Merkaba techniques, the Ramana Maharshi Who Am I technique, and also the Merkaba. And if you're interested, you can get that program. It's actually at my website of Healing the Known and the Unknown at maxwellgreensite.com. And that information is available for like $19.95. You can buy the program that's got amazing techniques. Actually, the title of it's called An Extraterrestrial Meditation, because I have the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation, which is designed to expand your consciousness. And so it's included in that, and it's like $19.95 at maxwellgreensite.com. And because you can download some of these one-hour ET yoga programs that were done in the past. And this evening, I'm going to share with you the Pillar of Light information. Now, from Bringers of the Dawn, the Pleiadians state, from our point of view, you all have knowledge, and you just need to activate the memory that is stored inside your being. We've noticed that some of you from your location of experience are out there moaning and groaning, saying we need help and assistance now and again. So let us suggest to you an avenue that you can definitely walk down, a formula that works. The formula is quite simple. It is for you in the moment and every day to consistently set out with clarity what you wish to experience. Perhaps what you want falls into a category of impossibility, according to someone else's boundary or someone else's limitation. With a sense of deserving and graciousness, discover inside yourself what will bring you happiness, what makes you feel light and connected and alive. What do you desire that will bring peace on the planet as you occupy your own being? Whatever those things are, begin to want them. Call them to yourself by saying, it is my intention that I experience a harmonious lifestyle. It is my intention to experience health and energy that lead me to creative adventures. It is my intention that I be well provided for, that shelter and food and all the things I need to experience life be given to me in great abundance, and that I pass this great abundance on and share it with others. These are not ideas you have been trained to think of. Two or three times a day, devote a small portion of your time to getting clear about what you want. Every day, open the energy centers in your body and above your body by calling the frequency of light. We call this the Pillar of Light. Picture a beam of light coming into your 12 chakra centers, 7 inside your body and 5 outside your body. These chakras are information centers or vortexes that, once activated, begin to spin. And when they spin, they create a movement inside your body that activates the light encoded filaments to work together, rebundle, and form the 12 evolving helixes in the body. It is very important for everyone who wishes to be in complete balance with their physical being to practice on a regular basis some kind of deep breathing program. This is a program in which breath is very important and oxygenation is practiced so that oxygen is brought into the body. Another activity we recommend for those of you who wish to move into a vast acceleration of energy is spinning. Move from left to right, at least in the northern hemisphere. If you're in the southern hemisphere, you move right to left. And so you move from left to right, spinning around and focusing your vision on your thumb, counting and spinning. And we recommend that you spin 33 times at least once a day. You may build up to the 33 very slowly. If you are able to work up to 33 spins three times a day so that you are spinning 99 times, well, we will see how long you stay on the planet, or at least in this dimension. When you complete spinning, however, many times you spin, bring your palms together at chest level, press them together, keeping your eyes open, and balance yourself with your feet a shoulder's width apart, so that you feel anchored and still feel the spinning at the same time. This tremendously accelerates the spinning of the chakra systems inside your body, which tremendously accelerates the rate at which you can interpret and receive data. So the methods to use are intention, breathing, using the pillar of light, and spinning. And they say they'll add a postscript to these, as you are electronic beings who are altering your frequency at a very fast rate, we would recommend that you drink a tremendous amount of water. Fresh water, purified water, or spring water, water acts as a conduit or conductor, and it keeps your system open and flowing. Now, if, you know, I went too fast and you weren't able to get all that information down, you can access that technique, as I said, at the MaxwellGreenside.com, and you can order the ET program, ET Yoga program for $19.95 that has the specific technique. Or, if you want to take your time and read all about it, you can order the ebook from that site. So, that information's out there. And next, I would also like to mention that in the ebooks are the pranayams, or the deep breathing programs, as taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda. They're in my ebooks because I was a student of his for decades, and even though he passed on, I'm still a student. I'd now like to move on to ways to optimize your time in conjunction with those ideas that the Pleiadians gave, because I sat down and I kind of sort of thought, okay, now if I wanted to pass on a list of things to someone, what would I want to share with them? And certainly I don't portend to top the Pleiadian information that I just gave you on those five things. But it also struck me that there are some activities and some attitudes that are really important as well. And I'd like to begin with taking a page from Bashar again, who basically says that all techniques will have limited results if the person doesn't have a true feeling of being loved and valued. So let's consider this the foundational step stone, being loved and valued. And from that first step, the next level to me of attitude is in taking 100% responsibility for our outer experience. And that means 100% responsibility. That means everything in your life, no matter, even if it looks like it's somebody else's fault or somebody else is doing something to you, take 100% responsibility for the experiences that you're attracting into your life. And I know it's very tough to practice and easy to say, but what does this accomplish? It really gets you out of victimhood. Because there's been three emotional states, or or a state of mind that reflect victimhood. And that's when you blame, and when there's complaint, and when there's justification for your situation. When you're doing any one of those three activities or emotions or in those states, it reflects a victimhood consciousness. So, you know, it's basically a free choice that we all have. Do you want to be a victim or do you want to be responsible? And responsible doesn't mean you're to blame either. Responsible means you have the ability to respond. That's your point of power. If you're the one who created it, then you have the power to fix it. If you didn't create it and it's just happening at random to you and life is just happening at random to you and you have no clue as to why that's all happening, then you're in a state of victimhood. Now, the next level would be as much as possible to emit the emotions of joy, unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude. It's been proven that these are the emotions that do reflect in increasing the power of the immune system, as well as take another page from the Bashar material, because when you channel energy through positive beliefs, the results are the energies of joy, gratitude, and peace. That's what comes from it. It's when you channel energy through negative beliefs that you get disharmonious outcomes and negative emotions. And they're all based on illusion, which is also fear. All fear is based in illusion at its core. All of it. Another attitude, and this is to me the toughest one, is to try and move away from judgment. Judgment's the cause of all of our problems. In point of fact, another take from Bashar, outer circumstances do not come with built-in meaning. They just do not. One person's meets another man's poison. What's like you like different the food, same food for one person and they don't want it, another person thinks it's fabulous. Experiences don't come with built-in meaning. It may look like logically or that most experiences of such and such a situation happens that most people would view it as negative. Yeah, that's true. But the fact is they don't come with built-in meaning. We place value judgments on outer circumstances and then we reap the harvest of that judgment. And this is one of those challenges that I've been giving out on UT Yoga for show after show after show. I challenge you to try this. Next time you come up against a situation that you think is just a bummer, oh, this is just so terrible, try this. Say to yourself, I can't see any possible good that can come from this situation, but I'm going to be open-minded and I'm going to put a positive emotional spin. Let me say, I'm going to put a joy positive spin on this situation and focus on that for a little bit, concentrate on that, and then see how it turns out. Because the fact of the matter is, the physics of how it works is this. Positive emotion in, positive experience out. Negative judgment in, negative experience out. And when you start cluing in that this works, it'll just blow your mind because it works. That's the amazing thing. I mean, I don't know, especially in North America, I think people are, you know, there's so many scams and so many false claims and read the fine print and all that other stuff. I mean, I think a lot of us don't even believe things work anymore. And it's kind of like one of the reasons like I like to point people to the Masaru Emoto, the power of water sites, because for people who don't believe that thought affects things, because there you can see how water is a perfect reflector of consciousness and how the actual molecular structure of water is changed in the pictures of the molecules that show you what emotions are put in and what effect you get out. And when you put negative emotions in, what effect it gets out. And it's the same with everything. That's just an example. So if you go to that site, you don't believe that thought affects the outer world or the outer condition, go to that site. And if you're not convinced by then, well, there's no convincing you because it's physical proof. Another one of those connective things with positive thinking is that, as Bashar would say, outer circumstances don't matter. Only your state of being matters. And it's been proven time and time again that we create the outer experience through our emotions. The brain in the heart is 5,000 times more powerful than the brain in the head. It actually emits a physical field around you that extends about 10 feet from your body. Provable by science. And if you take any situation, choose the state of being you want, like joy, see how a person in joy would act in that same situation, and then do it in the outer world, that's the technique. And actually, Bashar has gone so far as to say is one of the primary rules of the rational thinking mind is to put a positive spin on outer circumstances. The chief role. Your higher self is the creator. That's where all the intuitive ideas and flashes of genius, that's where they come from. They come from the higher self. And the brain is like the receiver of information. And the rational mind is the perceiver of what's happened in past tense, perceived. And the chief role of the rational mind is to put a positive spin on outer circumstances. It's only the higher self that knows the how and the what of things. The rational mind is not capable. You can try and visualize the what, but you can't visualize the how. It is not a function of the rational mind. Now, with respect to activities, obviously, I recommend DNA activation. The crop circles are a great way. Sacred geometry is a great way. And I spent some time on last week's show talking about primary triangulation, activation of DNA through the Patricia Corey book, No More Secrets, No More Lies. I think it's on page 183 to 185 of that book actually does a primary triangulation. Highly recommend that. Obviously, these ideas from the Pleiadians, these five optimum things that work are phenomenal ways to activate your system and your latent DNA. Very simply done and can be done in not a lot of time during the day. And in conjunction with that, I think it's fair to mention that the food that we eat and is very important. And doing a thorough detox once a year. And I recommended the American Botanical Pharmacy in California for products with respect to doing detoxes. And I think it's fair to say that when you're talking about healing disease or you're talking about maximizing your progress toward ascension, I think you need to seriously take a look at lifestyle with respect to your connection with modern technology. Because, in my opinion, if you're going to watch 35 or 40 hours of television a week, you're not going to heal much. And the computer goes in the same category, and if you really do the research on cell phones, to me it's a disgrace that this tool has been allowed to be put in the hands of young kids. And with ideas out there like, free phone calls to your best friends. I mean, I've been told something like 20,000 hours on a cell phone, you're a high-risk candidate for brain tumors. Messes up your DNA. I just challenge you to go out there and do the research. And, in fact, I was just shocked when I heard actually, Dr. Schultz mentioned, and this blew my mind. I mean, what do you think is the number one death, cause of death in North America? I mean, if you're guessing out there, are you guessing car accidents? Are you guessing cancer? Are you guessing heart disease? No. It's, check this out, a new term or a new word for me. It's called iatrogenic death. And that is death induced inadvertently, iatrogenic, iatrogenic, death induced inadvertently by a physician or a surgeon or by the medical treatment or the diagnostic procedures. In the U.S. annually, over 250,000 people die from the medical system. It's number one cause of death. Second is heart disease, and the third is cancer. Now, to me, that's just mind-boggling. And getting back to the Bringers of the Dawn and the Pleiadian information, I'd like to read to you a direct quote from that book. "We recommend strongly that you get rid of your television sets. They are the primary tool used to manipulate your consciousness on a day-to-day basis. This experiment is so finely tuned that you respond subliminally to disease via the television. So there is an entire generation that is killing itself by watching television and supporting the medical society while they're doing it. Sometimes liberating information is broadcast, perhaps even a New Age show. However, you may watch such a television show about how uplifted and unlimited you can be, while subliminally you are being hit with a frequency that keeps you from original thinking. The subliminal keeps you immobilized and holds you in a survive, arrive, be on time, be silent, go to work society. Television also promotes inactivity and a sedentary, obese life. Look around you. Wake up, humans. Most of the subliminals on television are done through technology that was developed in conjunction with off-planet beings. The use of subliminals to upset human consciousness has become a worldwide program. If you think about the houses that have 2, 3, and 4 televisions in them, you must agree that this has been a very successful marketing program. Some people who know about the subliminals on television feel that they are immune to them. However, the effects of television are so permeating that no matter how clear you say you are going to be, you cannot counterbalance what the technology is presently doing to your vibrational frequency. As a matter of fact, if you really want to evolve, do not read your newspapers, do not listen to the radio, and do not watch television. If you're able to be media-free for periods of time and you disengage yourself from the frequency of chaos and anxiety and stress and hustle-bustle and temptations of all kinds that you don't need, you begin to get clearer. You begin to listen to what is going on inside of yourself and to live in the world and not necessarily be lost in it. You become clear. We cannot emphasize this enough. Electronics also jam your frequency. Plus, as we have said, many of them are designed to create static so that you will always stay at a certain vibratory rate, turning you into safe, harmless, inactive cattle. What about the computer? The second most predominant piece of hardware in the United States is the computer. How many of you go to work on computers and end up getting headache, particularly when you work for large corporations and are hooked up to their mainframe? Large companies are into aspects of mind control. They use your minds to generate energy to achieve something for themselves. Personal computers are not as potent and powerful. And from the Syrians, in No More Secrets, No More Lies from Patricia Corey, and I quote, "Subliminal sound messages are overlaid into the audio of television commercials, imperceptible to the consciousness, but perceived at the subconscious level. They are also transmitted via the Internet. You are just beginning to recognize the dark potential of such technology. We call upon you to use great discretion when approaching the Internet vehicle. It is of great importance that you take the time to prepare yourself spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, and to protect your energy fields whenever you enter this technology web. You can significantly alter the vibrational fields coming from your computers and entering others by willing that your thought intention is to raise the intention of all conscious travelers moving along those wires." And one of the things you can say is this: "As I enter here, I ask to be surrounded by white light, calling upon my spirit warriors to shield me from all vibrations that are not of the highest order, and asking that those unwelcome energies be bounced back to their source as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. I send my grounding cord into the below, dropping like an anchor deep within the body of the mother as I hook solidly to the earth. And as I embark upon this journey, I ask the light ones to guide the way, infusing the grid with the light strings of the universe." And also a direct quote from the Pleiadians, from Barbara Marciniak's new book, Self-Empowerment. And I quote, "The media captures your attention and then programs your imagination, essentially canceling out your unique creative drive to manifest your own reality as well as your desire to know yourself. You have been conditioned to believe that all you need to know can now be found in the wonderful world of electronic boxes and the information and entertainment they hold. When the news is slanted toward a message of continuous war, a state of despair, and a sense of hopelessness is created. A paralysis of power takes hold because you become convinced that the only reality is what is described and prescribed by the authorities in the box. Reality is created and produced by each and every one of you, and those seeking to control the world have kept this knowledge a well-guarded secret." So, I guess one of the factors that certainly is involved with maximizing your own growth is to take a real hard look at your life and how you can minimize. I know many of you need to make a living using some of these new technologies, but apparently there are some chips that you can add to your cell phone that help to neutralize some of the negative, harmful effects. And if you do the research, you can find how this can be done fairly easily. And there's just no way that if, you know, you watch a certain amount of television and you're online, try and find ways to minimize that time for your own inner spirit, as well as apparently the television, I've been told, also lowers the frequency of the immune system. And by the way, that's why I started the sites at MaxwellGreenSight.com and Healing the Known and the Unknown, for two reasons. Number one, to provide self-empowering information, and second, to provide ways for you to maximize the immune system. And taking you from, you know, and that's not an overnight process, but showing you the continuum from disease all the way to total immunity from disease. And I really think if you've heard the show tonight from top to bottom, I think you can put the dots together and draw the conclusion that we're not that far from creating a disease-free world. And certainly, in my opinion, after ascension, that will be at a vibratory rate where disease cannot exist. My opinion, talk's cheap. We'll see how that one turns out. And so I'd also like to mention that many of these techniques and activities that I've suggested tonight basically, you know, can be done in a relatively short amount of time, in my estimation. You know, you can do visualization technique in 10 minutes. You can do spinning in 5. You're going to be drinking water. To do pranayams, probably 15 minutes. If you want to spend some time with other types of techniques, such as something like Egyptian healing rods, you can do in 15 minutes, and that using the Egyptian healing rods to maximize your immune system is another technique that can be done in a short period of time, and also was like getting an hour of acupuncture every day. And that was, you can research that at EgyptianHealingRods.com. So a lot of these techniques really don't take a lot of time, and if you're consistent with doing them, they can be highly, highly effective. And of course, in conjunction with that is creating the proper attitudes, feeling loved and deserving, and taking 100% responsibility for your life, trying to move away from judgment. All these kind of things kind of go hand in hand, and also go hand in hand in attitude being reflected in our DNA. So again, I'd like to remind our listeners that for those of you who would like to have an impact on ET Yoga and some of the topics that we discuss, feel free to email me at paperfungo@yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And especially even if you don't have suggestions for the program or questions, if you're using some technique that's given on the air, like I said, I'd love to hear about it. Couldn't imagine hearing better news than something that's being done out there that works. And I'd like to also reiterate my challenge out there to those steady listeners of ET Yoga who would like to be part of a program that makes a difference in our outer experience. And please take part in the Bashar Peace Clocks once a day at noon for 60 seconds. Pray for peace or do your technique in that time period that's comfortable for you to express that emotion. And also draw to yourself and intend, because intend is a power word. And intend to be part of the hologram that creates heaven on earth. And as usual, I'd like to wish you my sincerest best wishes for your full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I hope you will tune in again next week. Good night.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of